for a little speed show. And I have this amazing woman. We just heard from her. If you're in the room, if you're not in the room, you're about to hear from Councilwoman Black Governance Brown, who is a pillar in our life, who has invested so much in Women in Media Global. So for those who have attended our conferences, who have been a part of our platforms over the last 9 years, you've seen Black Bell come out to every single conference as a sponsor and speaker at the board meeting and the team member. I want to ask you a couple of questions. With your experience as an elected official in our audience, which is entrepreneurs, I feel like there's a lot that you can borrow from the experience like yours. And you can be, when we are scaling our businesses, talking about what it means to build a legacy, how to create a business that will live beyond us and one that will actually impact other people. So you have worked with some amazing entrepreneurs, CEOs throughout your career, built relationships with them. Can you tell us a little bit about some of your favorite entrepreneurs that you have met? What you love, like, what do you love about these entrepreneurs and some of the things that you've had?
That's a great question. I have a number of women that I look to value and enormous amount of respect. One of them is Demiah Laundrie, who not only lives in Atlanta. Delilah built her restaurant business in the city of Philadelphia, ending up with more than seven locations of her own Delilah's Country Kitchen. Best potato salad and chicken that you can't imagine. She went on to write a book, Delilah's Country Soul Kitchen, that actually sits on a book stand in my home kitchen. And what I adored about Delilah is she got to know the personal lives of her customers and our members. Girlfriend at five locations, Ready Terminal, Airport, Service C Station, the hub for Amtrak, and three other locations in different sections of the city. She was adored in Philadelphia, and she decided, I think now 5 years ago, to pack up and move to Atlanta because her daughter is growing her family there. And she was the first author logged in this big color that I met. And I was awestruck by a woman who looks like me, taking her personal experience and that which she loves and reducing it to writing so that others can be fancy chefs like her, which I can never be. That was a strong word. You want to be careful not to use it. Delilah is one of those entrepreneurs that I don't have to endure. In the nonprofit space, Joan Myers Brown. Joan Myers Brown is now 92 years old. Joan Myers Brown, at age 18 to 21, was told as a Black dance, she had never been about any dance. And so she took that tinge of racism and reconverted it into building her first dancing school, the first dancing school for dancers in the city of Philadelphia, that is now 60 years old. 20 years after building her school, dancers discovered with all the training they were getting, they couldn't get jobs. So Joan Myers Brown said, okay, I'll start a dance company. The Philadelphia Dance Company, now known as Flamenco, is the third largest dance company in the country that travels internationally. And so here was a woman who took, again, the tinge of racism and created a creative art space for children who want to dance. Now, most of the dancers who come from dancing school, they never ever dance, but you learn posture, you learn discipline, you learn showing up on time with your face, ready, and feet. She has given so much to a gazillion little girls and little boys, and maybe only 10% of them have gone on to dance on Broadway, in Vegas, at Walt Disney World. I was able to get in possession of Flamenco for about 7 years. And when I tell y'all what happened, sister, living, eating, and breathing dance, she made my heart very happy and gave me a chance of a lifetime. Those are the two women that come from. And that's the first time I've had a chance to talk about
them. Hey, all of that was a shout out. To relate to that experience of dancing, but they have to provide that. That's one of the ways that we actually connected to put the right love for dance. And I recently told my experience about what that has done for my life. And one of the other things is that, they taught me how to be competitive.
Yes.
And it also taught me how to fight for my side. If I believe that I deserve to be in the front of that center, I'm going to fight for that.
You see, you got to show up earlier and do
the
practice, 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 events or sports performance. Got to show our girl.
And another thing is
it always gave me an outlet to express myself.
A very junky environment, which they will always tell the ladies be at the borders, right?
But I'm on the
floor. That's right.
So, even up all the dancers, I know y'all out here. Okay.
You had an experience with a business and a brand that you built, Moxie Woman.
And I know that you learned a lot through that experience.
Yes.
I'm not just going to comment on the share box experience, but I would love to know the learning lessons that you took away from, you know, kind of the downsides and how I've seen change.
So this is really a tee up because in walking a type of matters, I am very transparent, extremely open about the mistakes I made in my marriage. I'm very, very open. I'll give my woman and my ex-husband already know this. So. But I also offer lessons learned so that women behind me will be aware of the pitfalls and the flaws, but be more circumspect about the decisions that we make. Because when we make good decisions, we reap the rewards. And when we make bad decisions, we suffer the consequences. So Danielle is very familiar with this story. I'll abbreviate it. When I entered city council, I started, and it was not Fondo and Brown idea. It was my mentor, Congressman Shaka Todd's idea, that I do a women making a difference lunch. And so that event went from 85 women in 2000 to 785 women in year 2010. The heartbreak for me was a friend of 30 years decided that she should be the founder. Now, understand, this is Congressman Todd's idea. He's just going to be a good thing for me to do since I was now elected. And so a dear friend of 30 years decided she should do the ballot. She went, I'm actually okay with that because, you know, I'm a legislator. Well, I can do events. I don't have to do events. So she was there with Congressman Fatah. He said, Londo, actually, you do have to do it. He said, that's your brain, and you have to get reelected.
Okay.
So for an additional year, I did that. I always got great advice. We redid that event for the 10th year. It was phenomenal. It was the first event in City of Philadelphia. They had a rich mix of women from all backgrounds, from all professions, from all careers. It was none like it. It was called Women Making a Difference. And so when it was over, and understand it was a nonprofit effort. I raised money, and then the money left the proceeds once we paid our bills. Went to support nonprofit organizations like Philly Bangle and Girls Inc. and Women's Way. And so, in the 10th year, I wrote a long letter, and for me, it was very painful that I prepared for this lady, and I delivered it to her. And I said, since you really believe in your heart that this cannot be a we thing, then you're welcome to have it. I'm good. And I handed off that letter, and it never happened again after that. 2 weeks before one, Moxie Women. And so from that, the prayer and speaking with young people and trying to figure out what's in their heart, at that point, my daughter's now had a lesson. I was deeply concerned about what was happening with girls. And so the Moxie Women celebration became the celebration of girls and the next generation of women, which included Danielle Keaton. Thus, the backstory for Moxie Women. Thank you, Danielle. And the first time I told that story out loud,
First, again, for Moxie and you embracing me in those moments again. I was so young when you honored me at the Philadelphia City Council, gave me a citation, gave me a Moxie moment.
Yeah.
You know, so those are memories. And it allowed me to spread my wings and stand tall and build great relationships.
That's
and building a local brand, right?
Yes.
Those are really great takeaways that. You don't aspire to be a world leader. Again, you just are a brand. And as people begin to recognize that you are a leader who cares about the community and you're actually doing things to benefit others, people will notice you and be like, you deserve an award. You deserve an honor. And so each time, be a colleague or somebody in your own industry will bring you that praise, it's uplifting for you. It's a great thing to add to your repertoire.
Seriously, it's deeply inspiring because it encourages you to work hard.
I would love for you to lead on to the entrepreneurs in the room about some of those great, maybe like tips and skills when it comes to raising, like, you have to raise money 365.
Oh, my.
And I know that some of that experience we can take to our businesses when they come to us. Think of creative ways to get money.
Sure, so. Raising money is hard work and gives themselves to you. Raising money is hard work and gives themselves to you. So if you're not prepared to example,
how many of you know your commerce director business?
How many of you know what your nonprofit, this small business development center is in your city?
Which gives out free advice, because that's what they're in the business in. They're in the business of providing technical assistance to entrepreneurs so that you can grow your business.
How many of you know who the chair of the business committee is on your Philadelphia City Council? They need to know who you are. They need to know what your business does,
because they have a network that many times they're willing to share with you if they know who you are. So don't be shy about making the ask. Don't be shy about making the ask a first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh time until you have their attention. Because it is not about them, it is about you and the goal you set to increase and spread, casting that wide for the consumers that you're trying to reach in your business.
So it matters that you support the elected officials in your community who care about your issues. And that's the disclaimer. Make sure they care about small business people. Make sure they care about the tax structure for small business people. And if you're not sure about it, then social media is what it is. Most smart elected officials
have someone on their team who pays attention to their Facebook presence. Ask the question.
Show up and ask the question in forums like this.
It matters.
I'll repeat what I shared in my comments.
Enough cannot be said about expressing appreciation.
It costs very little. And in today's social media,
it costs a few fingers on your computer, correct?
I am old school. Many, many years ago, I read the book that was written by Eddie Murphy's publicist, Taylor. And it became a gospel for me and how I wanted to grow my career. I know, or I was known in Philadelphia City Council to write personal thank yous. I have
like an
And when you take 3 minutes out of your day or a half hour out of your day and follow up with those persons that you met last week, it goes up. The mileage it goes is not measured. And in fact, it reveals itself later in your work product and the service that you deliver. So show appreciation. It never gets old. It never gets old. And be thorough about your follow up. Rule number two, do the follow through. And rule number three, remember, rule number one, to follow up. And rule number two, to follow through.
It matters. You lose a lot of business contact because you don't do the follow up, all right? It's not incumbent upon the person you just met to follow up with you.
You're the one trying to promote, elevate, spread your business. It's incumbent upon you to do the follow up.
And so I am thankful. I can't tell you how happy my heart is that I'm able to be here and share with you year out. Then next year when I come,
my prayer is that my Ben and my group will have published scripts right now in the hands of the professional editor. And I've learned that Rondell, you're not control.
No control is paramount. So my professional editor has told me that the publisher, once the publisher picks up, and boy, did I get a tutorial yesterday because I'm actually already told my professional editor we're going to have to
My prayer is that next year we'll have completed all the work to be fully successful published author.
Thank you.
Congratulations. I can't wait to read that. In high heels.
By the way, I'm so glad to shoot the title. So it's just walking the title of that.
So I want to go back for just a moment because you gave us so many gems right there. And one of which is you talked about the funding that's available at our local government, especially if you were 501c3 nonprofits.
Yes.
Another good friend to the network, Sonia Lewis, is teaching a lot right now to a long about how entrepreneurs can benefit from having a nonprofit function of your business. And I will encourage that because of that which Women in Media is a nonprofit organization. Shout out to the board members in the room.
And we were able to benefit from the activities fund at the OLW City Council to help us run our conference. We did some of the things that are available to you as well as to the local government by going down there and having a conversation with them. It's really the wealth of just resources
developed. And those are grants, those were not loans.
They were grants. So and every year, it's come back and you see the money.
That's exactly right. Complete the application, register again that you're a bona fide nonprofit, 501c3, show proof or evidence of that, and look to grants to automatically available. All first class cities, and I forget the definition of that, but Philadelphia, similarly situated cities like Atlanta, Seattle, Jersey, Trenton, they have those council people have pools of dollars where that gives them the flexibility, the privilege, and the right and opportunity to fund nonprofits that they care about. So having a nonprofit has merit and great value once you organize. But there are also loans and grants to small businesses as well. They have to do the work. Go online, find out what your council department and your municipality is offering small business people. And then apply for those dollars. And let me say, with the dollars that President Biden has sitting down the pipeline with regards to infrastructure, look to see where you might be able to, based on your service, your product, where you might be able to have access to those dollars. And entrepreneur, well, startups having a more difficult time, so partner with another entrepreneur where you can share a staffer, and their principal responsibility is to do the homework and the research for you and your partner. And there's a lot of value in linking up with others who share the same dreams and aspirations, but they have limited resources. So then share someone that you two trust who will gather the information and then bring it back to you because they're on a small retainer. And you know, once the grant is funded, then you're able to compensate them for the time that they've invested. But so many dollars go unspent because small business people haven't adequately access. And that's at the municipal level and for sure at the state level.
Now, that was a deal, though. We're like, go be here, let me give you some calls. Okay, so we're going to end with this goal.
For years, Philadelphia City Council, we had to hire staff, fire staff, run an office, we had a large team that you had to organize. You know, what tips and advice can you give to our entrepreneurs that we are scaling our businesses and hiring for employees?
Amen to that. So, I took great pride in hiring young people, young professionals, and younger people. Great pride. I know a little bit about them, and I'm the elected official. However, I was intentional about bringing on young people who understood social media, who were not yet married and had children so that they could walk with me at night, go to events with me in the evening. And there's certain qualities I look for. I work 9 days a week. The city never sleeps, right? The city you live in never sleeps. So I need someone who has a work ethic. I'm not asking you to work 9 days a week. I elected to do that. I'm the elected official. But please don't wait. Show up 10 minutes early. And once in a while, leave 10 minutes late. Please don't be late. 9 o'clock is late. Work ethic matters. Discipline matters. And it helps to be a fairly decent writer. And if you're not a good writer, then practice at being a good writer. Do the writing and then have someone check it and edit it for you. Legislation and running programs and writing programs and writing letters and speeches all belongs down to having a good writer. I did not require that of all my staff. I expected that of my staff attorney and I expected that of my PR person. But it was important that the scheduler on my team knew how to write a thank you note to someone who gave me an opportunity to speak at their school. It helps to be. It's not a requirement, but it is helpful to be a good writer. So look for folks who share the same values. You know, for people who want to make a difference. We go into government because we want to do something larger than ourselves. So look for folks who share the same values. There are a number of questions you can ask that go to that. Look for those who don't mind working. If you're coming here to like shuffle papers, actually you're in one space. And I had two of the 20 years, I think, I had to let maybe 3 or 4 people go because it became exceedingly clear to me that the new actions, I'm very busy, but I know what's going on in my office, okay? And here's the method I would use to transition.
I was simply reorganizing my office. When I reorganized my office in the new fiscal year, January 1, that position was actually eliminated. So I never diminished them. I never embarrassed them in the presence of other staff. I simply brought them in and let them know that I had to reorganize my office. I closed it with one sword. So in 2008, I running for re-election. And this is not the place where I had my crisis. And so, you know, they're using 30, 40, 50 people running for five spots. The five had large spots. We want to be one of the top five. So 8:30 a.m. in the morning, I show up to Starbucks. I'm in Starbucks in the morning. I get a little bit of my money. Okay. I think I have a little bit of
my money. Yes. All right. Oh, it's so
welcome to Starbucks. One of my staff was sitting in front of the opposition.
Oh,
my gosh.
Wow.
So I go over to them and I say, good morning. She thought she'd see the goose.
Yeah, right.
She slid down in her chair. How are you doing? I'll see you around the corner, y'all. I never said another word. Oh, my. I called in my chief of staff. I said, we got a situation. The election has not happened yet. Okay, and so we won handsomely. In fact, I came in first of the five that year.
Yes.
First, number one vote-getter. Let us see why. Remember, I'm like, ma'am, number one vote-getter.
Yes.
All right, and so I called all the staff in and I thanked my staff for the work that they did. And I let them know at that point that since I was found a number one vote-getter, I need to reconfigure my legislative agenda for my staff consideration that I would have to make decisions then. I called them and said, sit there. I will be realizing my office. And the role position will go on the radio, which I will.
From this, you to drop the wisdom, right? And years, experience, education, it's beautiful. So we're gonna go into the book, read the book. To hear a phone meeting, signing on the people.
That's right.
So my professional editor told me, like you did, Nelson, that I have to reactivate my Facebook and Instagram. So that's gonna be my assignment before I leave here tomorrow. However, I am on LinkedIn. I feel so invigorated. I'm so inspired because I have some homework to do before I leave. And this time has been wonderful for me in a really magnificent way. So I'm delighted to have been invited. And I hope that I've left you with some nugget that you can take and use in the way that grows. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Okay.
I turned out. Won't you let me grow? Won't you let me grow? Yeah.
Let me go. Just let me grow. Don't smother my potential. Let me be what I was sent here for. See, I wake up in the morning and I can hear the birds and the bees chirping inside of me, not outside of me, but who I am is a star and I shine like who I am. I keep on flowing, I keep on growing, and I keep on chasing, and I keep on embracing all of this spirit and truth living in me, because I am a woman, a mother, a queen. I will flow and I will allow myself to grow. Let me grow, let me flow.